Welcome to Tuesday, everybody. It's the, I guess it's kind of redundant to say it's the Tuesday version of the program, but it is. It's the Tuesday version. Thanks for stopping by. We're going to do everything we can to make this shortened week pleasurable for you. So I attempted to do something yesterday I've been meaning to do for a long time since I've gotten up here. I went back to Green Bay, and I wanted to take the Lambeau Field tour.
Closed for Labor Day, I'll bet.
No.
No, they were open?
Can you... Are you going to sit in the big boy chair today, or
no,
are you going to sit in the kid's chair all day long?
I kind of like this.
I look over, and Tom's barely up above the table. That's hilarious, man.
I could raise this chair up, I suppose,
No.
This is okay.
If you're comfortable, you do the show just like that. Go ahead, put your feet up.
Thank you.
Can I get you a pillow?
Actually, not bad. Think about it. All right, I'm ready now.
He's got his feet up in the other chair.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, so no, I called, and they were open. Doing tours, and so I packed up the fam, and off to Green Bay we went, and I intended for us to go to Lambeau Field and take the tour, and then I found a barbecue place over there. We were going to go have a little bit of lunch-a-rama and make an early day of it. And on the way over, it was pouring down rain.
Uh-huh.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Lambeau Field is an outdoor stadium.
Yeah, but a lot of the tour would be indoors.
Yeah, a lot of the tour, yes. Not all of the tour. There's still... So, and listen...
So you didn't do the tour? You drove over there and didn't do the tour because it was raining?
Well, when we got there, it wasn't just raining. I mean, it was like Noah's Ark raining.
There are people that have been to Lambeau and it's 40 below zero.
Good for them.
You are showing your wimpitude here.
No, I'm showing my common sense. There is absolutely no reason... When there's not a game going on, and I thought about this, I'm thinking, yep, I'm pretty sure Lambeau Field's going to be there on another weekend. We'll make another trip over it. So, did a couple other things, and then it's like the crew was like, hey, we're getting hungry. It's like, all right, let's go get barbecue. They were closed.
Labor Day. I saw on Facebook you were at the Titletown Brewery, though. They've got good food. They've got good beer.
Yeah. Well, you stalking me?
You posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean you have to make it. You didn't, Anyway, no. That was option number two. Had never been there. Have heard really good things about it. Went to Titletown Brewing and had a good lunch. And it was, it was a good time over there. And then what was so funny is we're heading back, and the skies parted and the sun came out. We get back to Wausau, and it's beautiful. I just laugh. I said, wow, timing is everything, isn't it? Isn't it, my friends? Timing. So did you do anything wonderful over Labor Day? Any of you?
Got a lot of rest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You need it.
Watch the Badgers lose. Watch the Brewers continue to implode. We'll talk about that later on sports. I've got a really juicy rumor from the Badger game, too, that I'll share with folks. I have no way of confirming it, and I'll tell you now, it's a rumor only, but it's a good one.
So. All right. I actually
tease, by the way.
I have an inside line that we'll talk about after the entertainment news.
Okay.
You know this guy that's on the run for leaking all these pictures?
Nude pictures of the celebrities?
Yeah.
Let's not say leaking. Let's say stealing. Because it really is stealing.
Yeah, he stole them and then
hacked
them and then posted them online in the underworld of the internet first. I got a line on this guy.
Is that right?
We may talk to him today.
I'm just saying, we may talk to him today.
I got a line on this guy. The FBI is looking for him. I have a
Are
line
some of the nude photos yours? That is disturbing in so many ways.
I could proudly say that I have no such worries whatsoever.
Don't be so sure.
That you know of.
That you know of.
No, there are no such worries whatsoever. There is not a picture you could find of me. I mean, it could be my head photoshopped someone else's gorgeous body or what have you.
Can you imagine Chris's head on top of Kate Upton's body?
Oh, my.
That'd be like...
That was a mental picture I really didn't need this morning. Thank you.
Kate, you're gorgeous, but you need to shave.
Oh, God. Oh, God. All right, so we are here. It is the first working day of September. Are we ready for this? I mean...
There are some parents who are so ready for this.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, I'm glad that we're going back into our normal routine again. The kids are going back to school. That's very, very important. Pay attention. I know that some schools have been in effect for a while, but pay attention. School buses are out rolling around, and when a school bus stops and the signs come out, you got to stop. You can't be going around the school bus.
You can't pass on the right?
No, you can't pass on the right. Get off the sidewalk if you don't like the way I drive. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Look out for the kids. Please. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Hey, 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 Carl here. If you're looking for great deals on school supplies, then look no further than Carl's Back to School Sale. Here you'll find everything you need at low, low prices. Carl, that's just a box marked lost and found.
Yeah, does that say YMCA?
Okay, shut up. Pens, pencils, papers, even this winter stocking cap are all marked up to 30% off.
This looks like somebody's retainer.
Okay, all right. We even have pharmaceutical supplies. Or... How about this diary for just $9.95? It's already filled in, saving your kid hundreds of hours of writing time.
Carl, this is even worse than your gently used chewing gum sale.
All right, shut up! So come on down to Carl's Back to School Sale and save.
Hey, look, somebody's prosthetic foot.
Gotta hate you guys. Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.